We're now joined by Coach Tiffany Carver over at Grundy R5 High School of Galt. The Lady Panthers coming off of, I'll throw this out there, I think is their biggest victory of the year last Tuesday over Tri-County over at Galt Ballfield, 10-9. Unfortunately for the Lady Panthers, got the momentum from that win and really couldn't do anything with it last week, Coach, because you got Mercer, you got Southwest, and both ran out of players as far as being able to field a team, which is unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
What went really well last Tuesday against the Mustangs, Coach?
Our bats. We finally came alive in the third inning and just were hitting the ball solid. Good base hits, doing what we needed to do.
So you gave up 9 runs. Did you feel like, was it a good night pitching in defense? Was it a little bit leaky there? How do you feel like those aspects went?
Well, the first inning they got 5 runs on us, and so the girls were kind of down because that just kind of seems to be how each game goes. We get down in the first inning, but something just clicked in that third inning, and the bats started rolling, and we got caught up, and from there on out, it was good pitching, good fielding, and we kept our bats rolling.
Yeah, so you fall behind 5-0, and you end up winning 10-9. How
yes.
much momentum did that give the girls for the rest of the week?
Oh, yeah, it was, I mean, spirits were high. It was good. I wish we could have had a couple more games last week to keep it going.
No, certainly. So you had to have, as you said, you only gave up 4 in the last 6 innings. So who did the majority of the good pitching keep you in the game?
Hannah Garcia pitched the whole game for us.
So was it defense? What did she struggle with her location in the first inning that she really improved the rest of the game?
The first inning we had a couple of defensive errors. You know, she walked a couple and then we'd have a, you know, ground ball get by us or a pop fly we dropped. But then after that we kind of came together and started making the plays we needed to make.
So was that the first time you've seen Tri-County this year or no?
No, this is the second time. They were the first game of the season, too.
And that was a 14-4 loss. So you changed that to 10-9. So you had been outscored, if you look at just top the first inning, a combined 19-4. At what point did you see it in your girls' eyes where they thought, we can play with this team, we can beat this team?
The third inning.
When the hits started to come?
Yep.
So are we talking a bunch of singles that the girls put back-to-back, or do they get some extra base hits in there?
Well, we had a couple. My first two leadoff batters are really quick, so they tried some bunting, and that really got us going. That got the rest of the girls jumped up, because when those two girls got on, they got on third and second. All the other girls had to do was, you know, base hit.
So one of the things that sounds like the girls had struggled with is you had seen that when they put things together and are consistent, they can be pretty good, but it sounded like the girls were battling their own self-confidence. Was that the biggest thing that took out
that
of the
win? That is the biggest thing this year, is we're just battling with ourselves.
Is it just the fact that they have talent, but there's not a lot of experience at the varsity level?
Yeah, we have a lot of talent, but we do have a lot of young players, too.
And the thing with young players, too, and I've had this discussion over and over and over again with a lot of coaches over the last month, is if you're a senior, you can kind of handle the ups and downs a little bit better, especially the downs. If you're a sophomore or freshman, those are harder to come back from.
Yes. Yeah, they get down on themselves. And we had to replace 5 positions this year because of seniors that played or players that decided not to go out this year. So that was just trying to move everybody around and find the best fit for everybody.
Is there one hit that kind of stands out in that third inning surge, Coach, or just a bunch of good ones?
I honestly, they all were doing amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every single one of them were good, solid base hits.
You know, and I called the Trenton game against Marceline Saturday, and I kind of get to phrasing it this way, too. Sometimes you hit a home run, and sometimes you just keep the line moving. And it sounds
yes.
like your girls are keeping the line moving.
Yes.
So as you look at this week, you're busy, and you're going to see a lot of a school bus. You got Novinger tonight. Let's look at that one first, Coach. What's the scouting report on the Wildcats?
Last year, we played them 3 times. So, I mean, they're just like us. I mean, it could come out either way. So hopefully we get the bus ride over there and get our jitters out and be able to come away with a win.
I think I know what the message of the girls would be if I were in your shoes, but I'm not in your shoes. So what's your message to your girls going to be for the game tonight?
Let's do what we did Tuesday night with Jamesport.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, if it's that evenly matched of a game, the team that makes the least errors is probably going to win, so make sure
yes.
you've got your defensive shoes on.
Yes.
How much confidence do they have with Gilman City tomorrow night, Coach?
You know, they should be pretty good because, you know, we've already seen them once, and it was a game we played close, and then, you know, we couldn't get our bats going, and I'm hoping since we got our bats going on Tuesday that the girls know they can do it, and they'll just keep going that way.
So when you say you got the bats going, is some of that just putting the ball in play and putting pressure on defenses? Or
yes.
when you get the bats going, do you have the capability to start finding gaps and hit the ball defenses?
Some of the girls were finding gaps, and some of the girls were had hard hits out in the outfield. But I will tell you what, James Fort, they've got an amazing outfield. Those girls were making catches on the run, diving. And so, they've got an amazing outfield.
And Linn County on Thursday, Coach. You know much about the Mustangs?
No, I don't. We didn't get to play them last year.
Okay, so you're going in blind to that one, so
yes.
to speak. Sometimes that's not the worst thing in the world, because you tell your girls, don't worry about them. Worry
that's
about
right.
us.
That's right, yep.
Any info on the Milan tournament Saturday?
We'll play Novinger, Green City, and Milan.
Outstanding. Do you know what time you start?
10:30, I believe.
10:30 in the morning. Sounds good. We'll see if we can keep the rain away for you this week, too.
That'd be great.
Have all those games. Congrats on that win last Tuesday, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with the games coming up this week.
Thank you.